Hello, and welcome to this double profile episode of the History of Yugoslav Football podcast. This time, we take a look at perhaps the two most legendary pieces of the OFK puzzle. One, the overall top scorer in the Yugoslav First League, Slobodan Sandrac, and then a man who would be a legend for OFK, and then abroad in Hanover and Marseille, Josip Skoblar. Some would argue that Slobodan Sandrac is in fact the greatest goal scorer of all time. As per some records, Sandrac scored a total of 1,301 goals throughout his career, when all games are included. 20 more goals than Pelé ever managed. Yet Sandrac only ever played 8 times for Yugoslavia, scoring only once. And it's perhaps for that reason that he gets forgotten a bit. Sandrac would be born in 1946 in Kosaljeva in western Serbia, and struck a relatively diminutive figure at only 5'7". Originally, he took up football only after it became clear he wasn't going to grow tall enough to be able to make a fair go of his handball career, and after stopping playing in goals for the local handball side, he spent his footballing youth at Metalac Kraljevo before moving to OFK aged 19 in 1965. It was the beginning of a partnership that would last 9 years and encompass the last proper golden age of the club, and a spell that would only end for Sandrac to go and do his national service. Teammates remember him as extremely stable and level, rarely speaking in the dressing room, but undergoing a personality change to a ruthless and hungry striker obsessive about making chances. The start of his career will be as part of the so-called three S's: Sandrac, Skoblar, and Pajasa Mardzic, and would see him win the Yugoslav Cup. That cup win played host to the FIFA president Stanley Raus. In it, OFK destroyed Dinamo, putting 4 goals past them in the first half, and Raus would go to the OFK team and tell him it was the most spectacular performance he'd ever seen. Yet even during this time of success for OFK, the club itself were close to bankrupt and struggling to pay the bills. Pajasa Mardzic tells of a trip to Zagreb during this period where he ended up having to coordinate getting the team, splitting into 2 groups and skipping train fares. When they eventually got to Maksimir, they were so dishevelled from having to dodge ticket inspectors, they were mistaken for a student group that was actually meant to tour the ground before the game. It mattered naught. Sandrac went and scored a hat-trick as the students defeated Dinamo 3-0. In his 8 full seasons of playing time at the club in this initial spell, Sandrac was the top scorer in the league 4 times, including scoring an incredible 33 goals in 34 games in the 71-72 season. The following season, he broke Bora Kostic's record for the most career First League goals, doing so while scoring 4 in a game against Dinamo, bringing the side from 2-0 down to win 4-2. Following national service, he then moved for a 2-year spell at Grasshoppers Zurich, scoring at well over a goal every other game, including an occasion of scoring 9 goals in a single game against Solikon, and then would return to OFK for another prolific spell. That triple hat-trick against Solikon was actually his 2nd career triple hat-trick, having also scored 9 for Metalac against Kolubara at the start of his career. The 70s would end for him at Partizan with 2 productive seasons, picking up a league title, before a final 3-year spell in the second tier at Zemun as part of a swap deal for Dragan Mance, in which he was able to fire the club into the top flight. He would remain at the club post-retirement, acting as club secretary. As a manager, he took over Yugoslavia post-breakup, but before they came Serbia and Montenegro. Running the team from 1994 until after the 1998 World Cup. After Yugoslavia, he would move to China and pick up a league and cup double at Shandong Luneng before a series of short spells either at Nations or at other Chinese clubs prior to his death in 2016. When it came to his teammate in the three S's, Josip Skoblar, he was an anomaly for what we've seen so far. For the players we've looked at before, moving outside of Yugoslavia has primarily been something that's happened as they begin to approach the conclusion of their career. Instead, Skoblar moved only aged 25, dedicating his best years to clubs outside of Yugoslavia and getting highly decorated in the process. Skoblar was born just north of Zadar in 1941, joining up with the Resorts youth team in 1956. He played a few games for Zadar before being spotted by OFK's goalkeeper, Perica Radenkovic, who had been stationed in the region for his national service. On Radenkovic's recommendation, he was whisked to Belgrade to join the Romanticari, having had Hajduk pass over him on an earlier trial. In the following 7 years, he would collect the Yugoslav Cup twice, scoring 63 in 162 league games and 11 in 32 national games before choosing to move abroad. He would move to Germany, but his first destination would be a loan at Marseille, scoring 13 in 15 before a 3-year spell at his parent club, Hannover. Hannover had had little option but to send him on loan. Skoblar's early departure from Yugoslavia saw him avoid national service, and his passport was taken away in spite of already having signed with Hannover. He used his popularity to cash in political favours to force his move through, but the delays in doing so cost him his first season in Germany. It was in Germany where his goal-scoring took a step up, scoring 30 in 57 and earning himself a permanent move to Marseille in 1969. In the following 6 seasons, he would dominate French football and return Marseille to the top tier of French clubs after what had been 2 full decades of strife. Now, dominate was perhaps an understatement. Marseille fans referred to him as l'Aigle d'Amat, or the Dalmatian Eagle, or alternatively as Monsieur Goal. And that particular accolade fit him very well. In his first full season at the club, Skoblar scored 44 league goals, a record that stands to this day as the top single season goal scoring record in Ligue 1. It earned him the golden shoe as top goal scorer in the entirety of Europe, and it would be the first of 3 consecutive top scorer awards in France and the first of 2 successive league titles for Olympique Marseille. After France, would be a 2-year spell at Rijeka to round off his career. That 1970-71 44-goal season wasn't just a case of him scoring in volume. It was him scoring when he needed to. A mark set on the opening day of the season when he would score a winner in the last 5 minutes to put away Nantes. No other teammate scored within 30 goals of Skoblar that season, topping it off with a hat-trick on the final day of the season. The following year, Marseille would win the double. Skoblar scored 30 league goals, but also scored the winner in the French Cup final past another Yugoslav player, Bastia keeper Ilija Pantelic, previously of course of Vojvodina. He would also once be sent off for punching future France manager and noted horoscope enthusiast Raymond Domenech in the face. A total of 138 goals in 159 games in France was incredible. The reasoning for this change in goal-scoring production was relatively simple. At OFK, Skoblar played on the left wing, given that the club had Slobodan Santrac in the middle, scoring the majority of goals, and given that the rate that he scored at, few would argue with that decision. once he moved outside of Yugoslavia, he moved into the centre and showed a natural but hitherto unappreciated ability in the air. Combining the speed and trickery of a top-class winger with the natural ability and explosiveness of a top-class poacher. Following his time as a player, he began a nomadic managerial career, beginning as technical director at Marseille, before a falling out saw him begin his managerial career proper at third-tier Orient, which are Rijeka's second club. Having made his reputation there, he moved to Rijeka proper, saving them from relegation in his first few games, taking them to fourth in the league the following season, and then taking them to the UEFA Cup, going as far as beating Real Madrid at Cantrida before a very controversial aggregate loss, which we'll certainly get to in the timeline when we hit the 80s. After Rijeka came Hajduk and the Yugoslav Cup, one of two he would collect at the club across two spells, before a cup of coffee spell at Hamburg and a short spell saving Celik Zenica from the drop. After his period at Rijeka, only once did he last more than 30 games at any club. Skoblar was a trailblazer for players leaving Yugoslavia, creating the path other greats would follow in France. In one relatively short but explosive spell in the south of France, he left an indelible impact, and Marseille made the same impact on him, given he remains resident there to this day. His 44-goal season is likely one of those records that will never be beaten. Only four players since have scored more than 44 league goals in a season anywhere in Europe, and two of them are Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, such is the difficulty of reaching those standards that Skoblar set. He and his teammate Slobodan Sandrac both stand as two of the greatest goal scorers Yugoslavia ever produced. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll catch you next time.